You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Today, global central banks continue to lift official interest rates overnight. So does that mean the RBA will be forced to follow suit and shareholders brace for a big week of dividends? That's coming up. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Friday, the 24th of March, 2023. Later, $19 billion worth of dividends set to be paid out next week and delivered to bank accounts. But first, to the Australian share market, which fell 0.2% on the ASX 200 at 6,955. We're down for the week again, and it's 7 weeks of declines in a row, the worst 7-day losing streak since the global financial crisis. Today, it followed a rate rise from central banks of Switzerland, Norway and the UK. So will that mean the Reserve Bank is forced to follow suit? For more, I spoke earlier with Shane Oliver, the chief economist at AMP Capital. Shane, central banks around the world are lifting interest rates despite the banking crisis. The UK, the latest overnight, going 25 basis points to 4.25. Earlier this week, a similar move by the US Federal Reserve. What is all of this action saying about the current economic and investment environment?
Well, it tells us a couple of things. Firstly, they're more focused right now on controlling inflation than worries about the banking turmoil we've been seeing. Secondly, I think they're reasonably confident that they can use other measures to control the banking turmoil, such as the protection for depositors in the US and the measures that the Swiss put through in relation to Credit Suisse. So therefore, that they think they've got one set of tools which control the banking crisis, and they can use interest rates to control inflation. But by the same token, the Fed did acknowledge that the banking crisis will have an impact. And I suspect that were it not for that, it would have hiked by more. Just 2 weeks ago, they were talking about raising rates by 0.5%, or alternatively, they would have signalled much more aggressive hikes ahead. So, yes, on the one hand, it looks like they're ignoring the banking crisis, but on the other hand, I think in reality, they're still very much aware of it, and their guidance has become less aggressive going forward.
We've heard a lot of reassurances from government authorities around the world, including here in Australia, about how solid the banking system is. But what about you as an economist, as a market watcher? Are you worried or not worried about the current global issues with banks?
Look, I'm still worried about it, to be honest. I lived through the GFC and I've lived through multiple crises in my career. And, you know, we may have it under control, but we don't know for sure. Don't forget the GFC unfolded over a period of 18 months before we got to those severe problems with Lehman Brothers, and each crisis was bigger than the previous one. Now, this situation is very different to the GFC. We haven't lent a lot of money to subprime borrowers and then geared it up and allocated it all around the world. Very different situation. But you are going to have some impact from what we've seen over last year, massive interest rate hikes right around the world. That will have some impact, and maybe we're just starting to see the first signs of that. So I think we do need to be cautious. Central banks do need to be cautious. At least the Fed and the ECB a week ago are indicating that they are focused on it, and they're not as aggressive. They're not as hawkish going forward. So that's the right approach, I think. But there is some danger here in central banks continuing to hike rates despite these crises.
So given other central banks are lifting interest rates in March, what does it mean for the RBA? Because it did signal a potential pause in April.
If we go back a few weeks ago to the last RBA board meeting, this was before the crisis. But yet quite clearly at that point in time, the Reserve Bank was thinking about pausing at its next meeting in April. And I don't think, to be honest with you, anything much has changed. They should still be thinking about pausing. If you go back 2 or 3 weeks ago to the time of the last meeting, all those other central banks were thinking about more hikes, and yet the Reserve Bank was thinking about pausing. So the fact that those central banks have been still raising interest rates, I don't think should affect the Reserve Bank. The Reserve Bank have told us that they will be looking at things like retail sales, employment, inflation, business surveys, and so on. We get a read on some of those things in the next week or so, particularly inflation and interest and retail sales. And I think that will be the Reserve Bank's focus, not just blindly following what other central banks are doing.
So how is all of this playing out on the share market? Because we've had a bit of a roller coaster ride over the past 2 weeks.
We've certainly had a roller coaster ride, and that partly reflects international developments. There's still uncertainty about the status of bank deposits in the US, where there's a debate about whether they're going to be protected or not above 250,000. So that's an issue being roiling markets. There's hope that central banks are near the top. So that's provided some support for investment markets. And likewise in Australia, there's ongoing nervousness in Australia about the situation internationally and the potential flow onto our banks and our economy. I suspect that that volatility will probably continue from here. It seems to me there's a bit more scepticism in this part of the world, in Australia, as to whether those problems are under control or not, than there is, say, in the US, where US investors seem a little bit more competent than investors in Australia.
Shane Oliver there, the Chief Economist of AMP Capital. Now, a quick one on dividend payments. They are starting to ramp up. CommSec says around $35 billion will be delivered by June 2023 this season, but the bulk of that will come next week. $19 billion worth are expected to hit bank accounts of shareholders of some of the market's biggest companies, including Fortescue. It'll deliver $2.3 billion to shareholders on Wednesday. The Commonwealth Bank, $3.5 billion on Thursday. But the big one also comes out on Thursday. That's BHP, $6.9 billion distributed to shareholders. This SBS On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.